This is the Christian Passover ceremony. 4,000 years ago, on a night of the 14th day of the first month, the Lord God began to establish His covenant with Abraham. Behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, He that shall come forth out of your own bowels shall be your heir. That is physical Israel through Isaac. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, So shall your seed be. This is a prophecy of the spiritual Israel through Jesus Christ. And he, Abraham, believed in the Lord, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Then on the day portion of the 14th day of the first month, the Lord God pledged his own future death as the perfect sacrifice for the sins of the seed of Abraham and the sins of the world. Thus in Abraham's seed, Jesus Christ, all the nations of the earth would be blessed. This was beginning of what would later become the Passover day for the children of Israel and the disciples of Jesus Christ, the Church of God. Later, when God asked Abraham to offer Isaac for a burnt offering, he provided a substitutionary sacrifice with a ram instead of Isaac. At that time, the Lord God again swore by himself that he would sacrifice himself as the future Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world. The Lord God promised in an oath, By myself have I sworn, says the Lord, for because you, Abraham, have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, that in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, spiritual Israel, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, physical Israel. And your seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. After Abraham died, God appeared to Isaac, the son of promise, to confirm the covenant that he had established with Abraham. And the Lord appeared to Isaac and said, Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and will bless you, for unto you and your seed, physical Israel, I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham your father, and I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, spiritual Israel, and will give unto your seed all of these countries. And in your seed, that is Christ, shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice, kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. On the same night, the night of the 14th day of the first month, 430 years after God had first given the promises to Abraham, the children of Israel observed the Passover in Egypt. At midnight, God passed over their houses and spared their firstborn, as he judged all the gods of Egypt and killed the Egyptian firstborn, both man and beast. On the same night, the night of the 14th day of the first month, in 30 A.D., as it was beginning to get dark, Jesus Christ, who was God manifest in the flesh, instituted the new covenant Passover with his chosen apostles. The new covenant Passover that Jesus instituted confirms the promises to the spiritual children of Abraham. In the same way that Isaac was the son of Abraham by promise, the new covenant children of God are also the children of promise through Jesus Christ. Paul wrote, Now we, brethren, like Isaac, are the children of promise. They are Abraham's seed and heirs of the promise. And Paul also wrote, Because you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus, for as many as you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither free nor bond, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. God promised Abraham that his spiritual seed would shine as the stars of heaven. Jesus Christ confirmed this promise. In the parable of the sower, Jesus explained that the good seed are the spiritual children of Abraham by promise, who will be glorified at the resurrection to shine as the sun. Jesus said, "Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father." For the spiritual children of promise, the Christian Passover ceremony, observed yearly on the night of the 14th day of the first month, renews the new covenant of eternal life through Jesus Christ. At his last Passover in 30 AD, Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh, instituted the new covenant Passover with his chosen apostles. The Passover begins as it's getting dark. And we will do the scripture reading beginning in Luke 22. Verse 14, "Now when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, 'With earnest desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you that I will not eat of it again until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God.'" Jesus institutes the new covenant Passover, part one, foot washing. And John 13 and verse 2, "And during supper, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, that he should betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, and after taking a towel, he secured it around himself. Next he poured water into a washing basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel which he had secured. Then he came to Simon Peter, and he," that is Simon Peter, "said to him," Christ, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you shall know after these things." And Peter said to him, "You shall not wash my feet, not ever." And Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." And Jesus said to him, "The one that has been washed," that is, baptized, "does not need to wash anything other than the feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all." For he knew who the one was betraying him. That was the reason he said, "You are not all clean." Therefore, when he had washed their feet, and had taken his garment, and had sat down again, he said to them, "Do you know what I've done to you? Therefore," he says, "you call me the teacher and the Lord, and you speak rightly, because I am. Therefore, if I, the Lord and the teacher, have washed your feet, you are also duty-bound to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example to show that you should also do exactly as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I tell you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, nor the messenger greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." So at this point, we'll stop and wash one another's feet.